Hi, this is Mike Swanson of Wall Street Window, and I've got a special guest today. I've got Ike Iosif of MarketNews.tv. How you doing, Ike?
I'm doing well, Mike. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to me and our listeners, because there's been a lot going on in the market. You know, we've the Dow making new highs, gold crashing, and so forth. And it was a year ago that we spoke, May the 20th, I think it was, about your market timing model, and it caught the drop there that happened last summer. So I'm wondering, you know, if you could tell us about the model and what it's showing us now.
Yeah, of course. Mike, I believe for the average investor, what they need is a model that is simple to understand and it has simple criteria. The model that we use has four criteria. The criteria that I believe are necessary for success, okay? If the model meets these four criteria, then in my view, we have a successful model.
Okay,
so the first one is that the duration of its signals must be consistent with its intended time objective. In other words, if you have an intermediate term market timing model, that means you can't have a signal change every other week. Your signals should last several weeks.
Yeah, you get whipsawed.
Exactly. The second criteria is that the model must be able to capture consistently at least 80% of all market moves. If you avoid 80% of all declines, I'm thinking about in terms of percentage losses, okay? And if you capture 80% of all market advances consistently, then you will always make money. The third rule is it must avoid whipsaws. Now, the truth is you cannot avoid 100% of them, but if you can avoid at least 70-80% of them, then you have a successful model. If we look at the first chart,
okay,
I think it speaks for itself. Last May, we went on a sell signal. On May 2nd, with the S&P at 1402. Then we went on a buy signal on June 29th, with the S&P at 1362. Then we had a sell signal in November, 5 months later, with the S&P at 1428. 4 weeks later, we got a buy signal on December 3rd, and we have been on that signal ever since.
Okay.
From December 3rd until now, we have been on a buy signal for a gain of roughly about 222 S&P points. Now, the fourth criteria which I would like to emphasize on, because it's very important, is this. The model, besides getting you in and out, it also should provide an insight with regards to the state of the market, with regards to what is going on under the price, okay? Now, you and I did another interview, Mike, back on April 9th. And on April 9th, the S&P was at 1562.
Right.
At that time, I spoke about divergences, and I'll get into them once again. But I said that based on the methods that I was getting from our model, A, the S&P was going higher, and B, I gave you two targets, 1625 and 1675, plus or minus 25 points.
Okay.
The market did go higher and did meet the first target, 1625. In fact, we have surpassed it by about 10 points.
One thing I think it's important to point out to the people listening is this isn't a model that you like created today and, you know, by doing back testing, but one that you've been using
since 1995.
And that's a huge thing, because I mean, a lot of people will come up with, you know, some model through back testing. This is one that's been used reliably over the years. In fact, recently, the Timers Digest publication gave you a top five timing award for gold using your models.
Yeah. Thank you for mentioning it. So anyway, let me get back to that fourth criteria, because right now I think it's very important. Back then, on April 9th, the reason I said that the market was going higher is because I had shown the second chart, which we'll show again today, and I had pointed out that before we see major tops, the model exhibits a prolonged negative divergence. And back then, we had not seen, and still we have not seen, this prolonged divergence. The model is actually the weighted average of six indicators, okay, which measure six different aspects of the market.
That makes sense. Well,
it signifies something simple. As the price moves higher, one of these, one by one, these different six aspects begin to weaken. And eventually, they get to the point of no return, so to speak. They all weaken.
Right, I see.
Okay. Now, so far, and I'm looking since last year, okay, we have only seen divergences of short duration. In other words, only one or two or three aspects of the market weaken enough, but not all of them. That's why we have only had declines of a small magnitude. Now, I would like to emphasize on what has happened the last year, okay? As I said, we have not seen prolonged divergences,
right,
and therefore we have not had a major sell signal. We have seen short divergences, which have resulted in small magnitude corrections. Also, what we have seen is congestions, okay? If you look at the bottom back in June, of 2012, you see this up and down movement, okay? The one in the direct candle, that's a congestion, okay? We had the same thing again between October and December.
Right.
And we're seeing again it's the same thing now. Okay? These three rectangles signify congestions, and that is something worth talking about for a second.
What does that mean for the state of the stock market now?
That's exactly what I'm gonna say. This zigzag pattern, okay, signifies either the end of a move or the beginning of a new leg. It's either consolidation or the conclusion of a move, okay? Now, back in June of 2012, this pattern signified the end of a move. It signified the end of the decline.
I see, yeah.
Okay? Conversely, in December, the same pattern signified consolidation. We had a small decline, only like 25-30 S&P points, I believe, and then a 200-point gain.
Right.
Now we're observing congestion, zigzag once again. The question is this. Does it signify the end of the current move, or does it signify the end of another consolidation? That is something that will be answered within the next 2 to 3 weeks. And that is what people need to keep in mind. That is, we are on a buy signal. We have been on a buy signal since December 3rd. We have a gain of 220 S&P points, but it is likely that we will go into a sell signal within the next 2 to 4 weeks.
But
why I say that? Because after a 200-point advance, usually you don't get another consolidation. But again, I'm going to let the model speak for itself. We'll decide when we get there. What people need to remember is this. Within the next 2 to 4 weeks, we may have a signal change. That's it.
Well, when will you next publish your next update, and how often do you publish the updates?
Well, the model is published every Saturday, and it is shown in the so-called weekly report at marketviews.tv. Every Saturday, we post the model, we update the model, and when necessary, I make the necessary remarks.
Okay.
So people can find it at marketviews.tv every Saturday in the weekly report. It's a standard feature.
Well, what are your models showing for gold?
Okay, for gold, I would like people to scroll down to the page that we have the chart. Go all the way to the last chart, and then I'll walk them all the way up now. Okay? Now, we have a similar model for gold, and based on that model, based on the context that the model provides for us, I make a projection. That is a projection with regards to the pattern. It has nothing to do that much with the points, diamonds you're going to take. It has to do with the pattern that is going to follow, which I find rather important for gold.
Yeah, okay. In other words, you're not trying to predict the exact peaks and bottoms, but just show the pattern of the trend, more or less.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay, now, back on February 21st of 2012, I gave two scenarios. They are both shown, they're well documented. Also, their reports are at marketviews.tv. And I said that the first scenario was the most probable. When that scenario did unfold, then on 5:30, on May 30th of 2012, I issued a follow-up report, okay, stating that gold will eventually move back up to 1800. And when gold did that, but failed to overcome resistance, I went bearish on October 8th of 2012.
Okay.
And on October 9th, I opined that gold will not only move back down, but also it will break support at 1550. And I gave three downside targets, 1340, 1300, and 1260.
Okay.
Now, gold is exactly that. And if the pattern continues to play out, then we should see another decline over the next 2 to 4 weeks to be followed by a sharp tradable advance. The key thing here is if the pattern continues to play out. So far, it has done so since October of 2012. So, will it continue to play out? That I do not know. But if it does, what we ought to expect is a decline and then a sharp advance. And we will know it as we get there. The bottom line for gold is this. I was bearish from October until recently. I turned neutral when gold hit 1340. And now I believe that it is likely that we will go on a buy signal within the next 2 to 4 weeks. Now, the gold reports, I post them at marketviews.tv at turning points. I don't post them every week or every day or every other week. I only post them near turning points, okay? I have on the site that, on the page that you have, I have all the recent reports along with the last one. So the bottom line, Mike, is this. Our models for equities are on a buy signal as we speak.
Okay.
For gold, they're neutral. Mm-hmm. But I am anticipating a signal change for both within the next 2 to 4 weeks.
Well, with gold, then, let's say... look, I'm looking to buy. I own a very small position myself, but I want to buy more. So, and I kind of have the same thought in mind of the trend and so forth. But let's just play it out a little bit, and let's say this signal works as you've laid out, and we get a correction in gold and a buy point in just a few weeks, and let's say I bought, okay, a gold position, and then it starts to go up, and it goes up to where it is now, which would be a nice, you know, could be a big rally, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But at that point, what would you do?
At that point, we will have to reevaluate. All I can tell you right now is this. Based on our timing model for gold, and based on the pattern that we have observed the last 14 months, we can go as far as saying that the most likely, not the only one, but the most likely scenario is a further drop and then a sharper crash. If that scenario materializes, then we can go to the next sequence.
Okay, I see.
We can go to the next, I mean, we can't get to step B until we have taken step A.
Right,
so
right.
Right now, the point is, will step A, to put it that way, materialize or not? If it does, then I'll give you the continuation. But right now, I can't tell you.
Sure. Well, that's just like the indicators for the market. You have to see, the market has to show us what it's doing.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, the bottom line is this. Our models, both for gold and equities, have worked out as expected.
Right.
It is my hope they will continue to work as they have been in the past. I anticipate that we have some major changes within the next 2 to 4 weeks for both equities and gold. It remains to be seen if those changes will take place.
Well,
if they do, hopefully our models will catch them.
Sure. Well, I'm going to follow what you're doing real closely and recommend that everyone else that's listening do the same thing. And thanks for taking the time to talk with me and everyone else.
Mike, thank you. My pleasure as always.